This chazar is echinish of bachas chashlag, but when Yehuda mesech the yivam is da vav. Gemara is still battling with the question, trying to understand why would we think that an asay is doicha alois asay sheyish by karis, and that you can that in b'makam yibum you can marry an achayis ishtoi that we need the gzeir shava of aleo to teach that it's not going to be doicha alois asay sheyish by karis. Why do we think it is? We've had a number of attempts, but none successful yet. Understanding. So the Gemara continues and says it must be that we would learn from the building of the base hamikdash and asay overrides alois asay with karis, because the bright says the pasuk says as shabsoi saydish maru umikdashi tirau, to teach that the building of the base hamikdash does not override Shabbos. Now presumably this refers to actual building, which carries a karis penalty. And if not for the pasuk teaching us, we would say that the asay overrides the leis asay sheish bekaris. You see, it is daicha leis asay sheish bekaris. Mar says no raya from over there. Maybe that the pasuk is referring to leading an animal on Shabbos, which doesn't carry the karis penalty, and it's only for such a case that the pasuk is needed to teach that in this case the asay will not override the leis asay. Mar says if that's what the case is, then if you're telling me that an asay is not even doicha a regular lois asay, we should learn from here to every other place that asay is not doicha even a regular lois asay. Where I said it must be that the pasuk is discussing an even actual building on Shabbos, which carries the karis penalty to lois asay sheish bekaris. Still, we can't say that we would learn out the case of aroyis by yibum from over here, because the case of yibum, in the case of yibum, there's another way to do the mitzvah without having to override the lois asay sheish bekaris, meaning just do chalitza. If so, we're left with which is different over there by the Beis Hamikdash. You had to do the malacha. So we're back to the question: why do we need a leho to teach the gzeir shava that an asay will not override a lois asay sheish by karis? Why would we think that it would be? The Mari asked though. So we just said that we had the same, almost a very similar shock of attire between the kibbut of aim trying to learn this out from kibbut of aim and learning it out from the Beis Hamikdash. So Ibazoi, and we both times we said that it's something that's erechanami kibbut of aim. You would think that maybe yeah. Or Beis Hamikdash, you would think that maybe, yeah. So, L'chari, Beis Hamikdash and Kibbut HaEim are teaching the same thing. Mar says, the pasuk regarding the Beis Hamikdash is teaching something else. It teaches what's taught in the Braisa, that one should not fear the actual Beis Hamikdash, but should rather fear Hashem, who has commanded regarding the Beis Hamikdash. So, if so, we're again left with the question as to why we need a leho, though, to teach an asay will not override the lois asay sheyesh bekaris. The Gemara says the reason we need the gzeir shava of aleha is because we would think that we should learn from the lois asay of havara, lighting a fire on Shabbos. The pasuk there says loisivaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem. The word moish v'seichem generally teaches that halacha applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now it seems unnecessary to teach that regarding Shabbos, that it applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah that's in no way tied to Eretz Yisrael. So there's no havmina that it should apply only in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Shmuel explains, the reason the word Moshe Seichem is written is to be used as a gzeira shava, to teach that Bezdin may not put someone to death on Shabbos. The pasuk feels it necessary to teach us, even though the asay of putting someone to death is overriding a lois asay sheyesh bekaris. So we see that typically, such a lois asay would be overridden. That's why we need the gzeira shava of Aleo to teach that the asay of Yibum does not override the lois asayish by karis of marrying an achoyis ishtoi. Rav Simi Barashi says it may be that the reason we need the gzeir shava moish v'seichem is not because typically an asay overrides a lois asayish by karis. The reason is because we would think that Bezdin putting someone to death would override Shabbos based on a kal v'chomer. If putting someone to death overrides the avoida based on a pasuk, and avoida we know overrides Shabbos, then putting someone to death should also override Shabbos. Maybe it's for that reason that we need the gzeir shava teacher that does not. However, we have no source that would teach that an asay overrides a lois asay sheish bekaris in any other case. So again, we're left with the question: why do we need the gzeir shava of aleha by achayis ishtai by yibum? Because if not for that, we would think the asay is doicha lois asay sheish bekaris. Where do we see the asay is doicha lois asay sheish bekaris that we should even have that havamina that we need the gzeir shava to tell us that we should that's not the case? And the Gemara will continue with the next daf.